reading. So I'm here today to talk about corporate prayer. You don't know what that means? That means praying with each other. Praying with each other and for each other, for the things around us and the things that are affecting us. So the reading was Acts 4, verses 23 to 31. And in that, Peter and John had been in prison for sharing the good news of Jesus. So imagine if you went out and said to your friend, oh, Jesus is really cool. But then he went and reported you to the police and you got arrested. Not brilliant, right? But in this, Peter and John had just been released from their imprisonment. And verse 23 says, the first thing that they did was return to the other believers. Yeah, they didn't go home and have a nap or just sit by themselves and think, oh, I'm glad to be out. They went back and went to their friends, their other believers, and told them exactly what happened. Yeah, they went to God's people so that they could tell them and get guidance as to what to do next. Yeah. The next verse, verse 24, says, they lifted their voices together. Yeah, and this shows the power of prayer together. Matthew 18, verse 20 says, for where two or three are gathered, I am there with them. Yeah. So there's a lot more than just two or three of us here today, right? So imagine how God is here with us today, yeah? And they prayed together. They prayed together for each other, for the world around them, so that the world realized who Jesus was, and sharing Jesus isn't something to be imprisoned for. You know, when people pray for me, I feel so blessed and loved. Because I know that as much as God loves me and knows my struggles, but knowing that I can share that with other believers and they can pray for me too, gives me such a sense of hope, knowing that it's not just me struggling, but everyone is here and they've all got struggles, but we're all going to do it together and get over it with God, with each other. Yeah? So knowing someone is praying gives such a sense of comfort for each other. Verse 29, I'm going to skip all the way to 29, says, give us boldness. Yeah? God wants to give us boldness to do what he wants us to do. Because I don't know the amount of times that God has said to you, go pray for that person. Or go talk to that person about God. Because in the two or three years that I've been a Christian, I've lost count of how many times God has said that to me. But you know what? Do you know the amount of times I've actually done it? Because I wasn't bold enough. I can probably count on two hands. Because in all honesty, I struggle. We all struggle to be with each other. But you know, when you do go over and you say, God has told me to pray for you. Yeah, they might look at you at the start like, okay, I've never seen you in my life. But then you pray, yeah? And when you pray, God listens. And God hears and God knows exactly what they need. Yeah? You may have no idea. You may have never seen this person in your life. You're probably thinking, Lord, what do I say? But you say exactly what comes to mind because God puts those words in your mind. Yeah? And as much as it blesses them, it blesses you too. Because you do it once. And you think, wow, I've just blessed this person so much that you want to do it again. And by the time you carry on, every single time that God tells you to pray for someone, you're going to want to do it to bless them, but also bless you. Because fellowshipping together isn't something that just blesses one person. It blesses everyone involved. Yeah? So when we're going to have our tea and coffee in a minute, it's not like, it's only going to bless you because, oh yeah, you've got a nice cup of tea. It's going to bless everyone here because we're all going to be talking with each other and sharing what God has done in our lives. Yeah? And how amazing is it hearing about what God has done for us and for each other? You know, I love sitting down and hearing testimonies about what God's done and how he's going to change our lives because it gives an amazing sense of hope. Yeah, you know when you first come to Christ, I was like this. I just sat there and I was like, right, so I believe in God. What now? But hearing testimonies makes you think, wow, this is going to be so cool. I'm going to grow as a person. I'm going to grow with my relationship with God and just become an amazing person. To know that He is there holding my hand every single day just fills you with so much hope. Yeah? So, a lot of people don't pray for each other because they think, what if I mess it up? And I'm not being funny, but that's the stupidest sentence I've ever heard. What if I mess it up? You mess up prayer, right? That's not a thing really, is it? It's like your children, right? A lot of adults struggle with this. So say you've got two children and they come home from school with two drawings. Now, we all know that they're not going to be the most like Mona Lisa type of drawings, are they? You're not going to sit there and go, wow, I'm going to sell this to an art dealer. It's not going to happen, is it? But you're going to sit there, and are you going to think, oh, brilliant, a drawing? Or are you going to sit there and think, wow, my children have worked together on this to make it for me, to show how much they love me? Yeah? So that love that you feel towards your children when they give you a drawing, imagine God's love for us when we pray together and do things together for Him. Yeah? Because we are God's children and He is our Heavenly Father. There is nothing He wouldn't do for us. And it's just so amazing. I can't put it into words, just the thought of how much He loves us. Not only when we pray individually, but when we pray for each other, when we share with each other our struggles. The other day, I'm going to be really honest, I haven't planned on saying this, but the other day I sat down and looked at this sermon and I thought, great, because I feel like a bit of a hypocrite, because I've not been really powerful in my prayer life recently. I've been struggling a little bit. And I sat down and I thought, Jess, you're a hypocrite. Why are you standing in front of everyone here and telling them how to pray and all this when you're struggling yourself? But you know what I did? I messaged Ellie. And I said, Ellie, can you help me? I'm really struggling with this and I don't know what to do. And she turned around and said to me, she was like, Jess, in reality, we're all hypocrites. Yeah? Because God doesn't call the equipped. God calls the unequipped to become equipped. Yeah? So it's just He doesn't call us because we're perfect, because no one is. He calls us to help each other. Yeah? So no prayer is going to be perfect. You're not going to sit with someone and be perfect, but prayer is going to help each other. We're going to sit with each other, talk and help each other. Yeah? So verse 30 says we've got to pray for miraculous signs. Yeah? And pray for God's manifestation into our lives, not just His presence, but His manifestation, so that He pours Himself into our lives, so that everyone around us can see Him and see what He does for us. Yeah? To bless you, but not only to bless you, so that when people look at you, they think, God is really with them, and you bless everyone around you. Right? I remember last year, I was at Soul Survivor, and I'd always heard about the gift of tongues, and I thought, wow, that's really cool. And I'd sit down on my own some evenings and think, right, I want the gift of tongues. God, give me the gift of tongues. And I'd sit there, and I'd be like, right? Nothing would come out, and nothing would come to mind. And we went to Soul Survivor, and Mike Pilavarci stood, and he said, if you want the gift of tongues, come to the front. Come to the front and someone will come and pray with you. So I went and I stood there and I was like, right. So I've done this on my own a lot and it's never worked. So I don't think it'll actually work, but we may as well have a go, yeah? So I stood there and someone came over, never seen them before, and they just put their hand on me and they started praying in tongues. And I was like, tongues. So I was praying for ages and then all of a sudden, these sounds came to mind. And I just started saying these sounds, and I was like, these are just sounds, God. Like, this is just me making this up, right? I can't be getting the gift of tongues. I'm just going, ooh, blah, 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 blah. That's not prayer tongue. Like, that's not tongues. And then all of a sudden, she left. She just went. But I carried on. there was new words, and I could feel in my heart that God was with me. But you know, I don't think I would have ever gotten the prayer for gift of tongues if no one had come and prayed with me and for me about that. But now, I can pray in tongues anytime I feel called to. And that's because someone else blessed me. Yeah? I wouldn't have done it on my own, and I can admit that because we're only human, right? There's a lot of things that we can't do on our own. But with other people being around us and blessing us like that, that is when we are blessed the most. Romans 8:11 says, "The Spirit of God who raised Jesus from the dead lives in you. And just as God raised Christ Jesus from the dead, he will give life to your mortal bodies by this same Spirit living within you." Yeah, the Spirit isn't living in just like one individual. The Spirit is in you, all of you. Yeah, it's there. There. It's everywhere. The Spirit is in you, flowing through your veins. God is a God of miracles, and all we've got to do is ask. And if he can forgive our sins, yeah, our sins, because of what Jesus did for us, he can sure be a miracle worker if we ask. Yeah, all we've got to do is ask. Verse 31 says, the place shook, right? Because these people have been filled with the Holy Spirit and the place shook. Imagine if this place shook, yeah? I want the Holy Spirit in here so much that the place shakes with God's presence. And I'm sure Chris won't... I'm sure Chris won't mind replacing a few light bulbs, yeah? Because God's Spirit is so much more important than anything on earth, yeah? If he is with us, we can do anything, yeah? So don't ever think you are too young either, whether that's physically young or spiritually young. If you've just came to Christ and you're like, right, this can't happen. I've only just came to Christ. He can't bless me yet. You're wrong. Very wrong. 1 Timothy 4:12 says, don't let anyone think less of you because you are young. Be an example to all the believers in what you say, in the way you live, in your love, your faith, and your purity. Yeah? The amount of people that can kind of be blessed by a younger, like a spiritually younger person doing things is immense. Because in reality, we're brothers and sisters, yeah? We are all Christ's family. And if one person came and prayed for you, it doesn't matter who they are, how old they are, their gender, because they're praying for you and they're blessing you. And isn't that amazing? That's so, so beautiful. Because the more we ask for God's Spirit, the more gifting he gives us, the more healing he brings, and the more he can solve our issues. The more the Spirit will come, and the more this place will shake. So I'm going to close in prayer, and I'm just going to thank God for everything, for all of you, for his Spirit in all of you. Yeah. So Lord, thank you for today. Thank you that we woke up this morning and we came here, and we are in your presence. Thank you that there is nothing that you can't do for us, and that all we have to do is ask. And if we don't feel strong enough alone, Lord, all we have to do is go to our brothers or our sisters and ask, because they're never going to judge us, because we all struggle, we all sin. But God, you are the Heavenly Father, and you forgive us our sins. There is nothing you can't do for us. And I just pray you show that in our lives, Lord. And you bring your Holy Spirit in this place today, Lord. Let this place shake. Amen.